But it was very lovely wedding and a lot of people. We had 625 people there who signed my book. I counted them one
day.
That
might be a record.
I know, it was really wonderful. No, our daughter's wedding, I think, was a record. We had about 1,200 people there for that. We were married at the Lutheran Church of the Redeemer downtown. It must have worked, because
what about the reception?
The reception was at the church, mm-hmm. and people didn't go to clubs and things 50 years ago. Mm-hmm. Mainly it was at the church, and that way you didn't have to have alcohol, because nobody in our family drinks, so, mm-hmm. which is also kind of unusual, I guess. A non-drinking family.
From the South. What about your maid of honor?
My maid of honor was my sister, who is, we're very close. We're only 20 months apart, and we're just like one almost.
Wow. And what about your husband's?
Was his father, was his best man.
And tell me, tell me about your daughter's big wedding.
Well, she, the only reason it was so big was because she was raised in Atlanta after we moved. She mm-hmm. was in the third grade when we moved back here. And her husband also is from Atlanta, and so it was all their friends, all our friends, and our children are the fifth generation in our church. We go to First Methodist Church downtown, so it was a big congregation anyway at mm-hmm. that time, and so not only people who received invitations were invited, but the whole congregation was invited. Which made it really a lot of people.
Wow.
And at the time, I catered with a friend, and so we sort of did the wedding. And when I went into all the way down there, I prayed that we'd have enough people to eat all the food that we had fixed. And then when I walked in the back of the church, I prayed there would be enough food to feed all the people who were there.
Wow, God, but that was
it was really something. Yeah, it was.
That's amazing. So tell me a little bit about your church.
It's dying.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's downtown church, and we don't have, there are so many, when we were growing up, mm-hmm. we lived, you know, I grew up in Highland, Virginia, you know, Virginia Highlands, name has changed, and my husband grew up on Myrtle Street, which is off of 10th Street, mm-hmm. and there were no Methodist churches out here, of course. Tucker was just a little town, little town, and so most everybody went to either Grace Methodist or First Church, where we go, and now there's so many outlying Methodist churches that, I was raised a Lutheran, mm-hmm. but then when we married, I joined the Methodist Church, because I knew my husband wouldn't join the Lutheran Church, and it's important to be together mm-hmm. in church. Especially if you're big workers like we are. So now
so
I'm
you said
Methodist.
Your husband teaches Sunday school?
Yes. He teaches an adult class.
Right. At the same?
Mm-hmm. At First Church. Oh, First Methodist downtown.
So you've been there a long time.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Well, he's been there 69 years.
Wow.
But I've only been there 50.
Right.
So.
It must be sad to watch it dwindle.
Oh, it is. It
not
really is.
Young people.
Because I'm no young people. No.
Yeah.
I'm in the choir, and I count every Sunday morning, you know, and it's like 111 to 129, when it used to be 2,500 every Sunday.
Wow. Mm. That's a big church.
Well, it is a big, huge church, yeah.
So let's change subjects for a little while. Tell me about the house where you grew up.
The house where I grew up is in Highland, Virginia. Mm-hmm. Section on Adair Avenue, and it's a little three, and I'll tell you this, because I'm going to tell you what it just sold for the other day.
Mm-hmm.